Today on the podcast, I want to teach you how to map your journey as a singer in the performing arts. So we're going to take a few minutes to plot where you are now, where you've been, and where you're going. And my goal today is to help you move from feeling stuck where you're at to starting to have a new hope and a new vision for forward momentum, for moving forward into your next season. So let's dig in. Welcome to the Heart of a Singer podcast. I'm Sarah Toth, heart coach, mom of two, trained opera singer, and passionate lover of Jesus. This podcast is a home for Christian women who have trained and worked in singing, opera, and musical theater, but maybe you found yourself in a place of unrest and anxiety, bottled up emotions, and even feeling far from God. But through it all, you might be feeling an invitation from the Lord to learn to hear His voice more clearly and to open up yours in a new way. It's time, friend, to move out of your desert season, musically, spiritually, and emotionally, so that you can move forward in a healthy way and step out into the next chapter that God has for you. So I invite you to open up your journal, grab your favorite pen, and join me as we move from stuck to thriving while unlocking your heart again to beat for His kingdom purposes. So today we're going to be taking a look at journey mapping. So I've encountered and encouraged a lot of artists and singers who've had to go through this process of unpacking their journey, seeing where they've been, because they're trying to get unstuck to figure out where they're going next. And I've found this tool to be really useful. And it's a dream of mine to be able to use this to help even more singers and artists understand where they are, where they've been, where they've just come from, maybe even quite a few years back, and where they're going. And so I've just found by giving a name to things, by giving time frames even for periods of years, that it's helped me and other people to be able to process these periods of time, to be able to give kind of context and even like epiphany moments to where they're at right now, kind of what they've walked through. Because we need closure and almost like processing and definition in order to be able to move into the next things. There's this great book called Necessary Endings by Henry Cloud, who's a psychologist. And that's one of the things that he walks people through as well, is being able to wrap things up and really put defining boundaries around things so that you can be released to move into the next thing. So we're just wanting to get down on paper today this journey for you. And part of that is unpacking each of these three steps. So go ahead and grab a marker and a pen and some paper. And we're going to be taking some notes and drawing this map for yourself. So let's get started. The first thing we're going to do is take your piece of paper and we're going to draw your map. So in order to do that, I usually find like a Sharpie or a marker, something thick might be the best to do for this. We're going to hold your piece of paper long ways in front of you so that you've got space to go from one corner to the next. And we're just going to draw a big squiggly line, taking up all of the space on the paper, up and down the paper, from one corner to the next. So drawing this squiggly line, taking up all the space on the paper, so we almost draw like a treasure map. It's going to look like a treasure map of following this line. Once you've got that, you can either get a new piece of paper or just turn this one over, and we're going to start talking about these three areas of your life. We're going to be talking about where you are right now, where you've been, where you've come from, and where you're going. So before we unpack each of those three areas, I just want us to take a moment to surrender this process to the Lord. So we're going to dedicate this to the Lord, and ask Holy Spirit to begin to give us ideas, memories, and insights into our journey. So if you want, you can take your hand and put it over your piece of paper, and you can speak this prayer out loud with me. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done in my life and for what you're going to do in my life. Holy Spirit, please come and fill me now with your presence. Please give me insights into my life so that I can move forward. I give this journey to you. Amen. All right, so we are ready to go through these three areas. So on your new piece of paper or the back of your map, please go ahead and write down this question. Where are you right now? And you can be as general or as specific as you'd like when you're making notes about answering this question. You're also welcome to pause at any time in this recording so that you can have more space and time to think about it. But we're just going to describe where you are right now, and it can be like a group of years, or it can be like where you are today, what's going on this week, or it can be more like a season that you feel like you're in. And you're also welcome to choose a layer that you'd like to examine. You could choose your singing voice, kind of the journey of your voice or your career. You could choose your journey with God. You could choose the state of your heart, or you could sort of identify all of these wrapped together. So just take a few minutes to jot down some notes of where you feel like you are. And you're also welcome to use adjectives like I feel stuck, or I feel forward momentum, or I feel those sorts of things. Or you can even just be general, like I'm in Sydney, Australia. This is my Sydney, Australia season, or this is my season of family, or this is my season of reinventing myself. So just write down some notes about where you are right now. And once you've done that, we're going to give this season or this place where you are right now a title. So just to give some ideas of what this could be, what your title could be, you could call it The Big Struggle. You could call it Going in Circles. You could call it The Desert. You could call it New Beginnings. You could call it Driving Blind. you get to be a little creative here and give your season a title, where you are right now. So the next thing we're going to do on your piece of paper, after you've had some time, again, pause the recording, take as much time as you need to sit with this and allow Holy Spirit to bring words and ideas to your mind as you're processing this on your paper. So the second thing we're going to do is write down, where are you coming from? So this is similar to what we just did with where you are right now, but we're going to start describing what are the things that has brought you to this place in time. And there might be a lot of things that have brought you to this place in time. So I'm going to give you permission to write down five major things or markers that led up to where you are right now. So these could be things like where you've lived, what your job was or has been, your training, it could be a performance, or you could be writing down a combination of those plus inner journey markers that might only make sense to you in your journey, some sort of disappointment or a huge accomplishment or a trauma you experienced or a betrayal or even a joyous moment, just five things that mark this journey for you. And it could also be a period of time, like 2 years in Berlin or 6 months in the hospital. That's also something you could put down as one of your five major things. And then when you've got these things written down on paper, you might just be writing down notes. I would like you to give each of these a name or a title. So being able to write in a concise one, two, or three words what that period or that marker on your map might be called. And then once you've had some time to address those 5 points, we're going to do our final thing on your piece of paper and write down the question, where are you going? So this one might be harder for you. And for most people, you might already have something defined and clear in your head of where you feel like you're going next. But you might, if you're anything like me, you might also feel, I've had these times in the past where I've just felt like completely overwhelmed with options and lack of clarity. And you might feel a bit stuck and you need to allow yourself to dream. So if you already know where you're going, go ahead and start writing that down. If you feel a bit stuck, then I'd like you to write down this question for yourself. What are your hopes and dreams? And so you can start to begin to brainstorm some of those secret things that you've always longed for, always desired. And, you know, this could be things in your relationship, in your career, in your faith, in your health, with family, with finances, anything you want. And part of this process, I'd love for you to take a moment and close your eyes and imagine that you're meeting with God, that He's right in front of you. He's smiling at you, arms open wide, and just ask Him, what would you like to say to me? Ask God to highlight the dreams that He's placed in your heart, maybe even since you were young, and allow Him to show you that through thread of what He's placed in you throughout your whole life, these dreams and desires that might have even been squashed for a while or a little bit latent. You feel free to pause this recording and take your time to have this moment. And then once you feel like you've got something on your mind, some thoughts you'd like to write down, go ahead and choose one or two things that really stand out. You're welcome to write down all of them, but then one or two things that are being highlighted. And then find a title that might capture the meaning or the direction that you might even long to go. You might not even think it's possible. You might not even think it's realistic or something you might ever choose, but find one or two things that are highlighted. And then we're going to write a title around this thing, but it's going to describe you, not necessarily the place that you're going, but it's going to define you. So some examples of this, the name of the future version of you could be something like heart restorer or sound spreader, home restorer, or joy bringer, or bridge builder. So it'd be really cool to be able to capture how you see yourself down the road. And you might not have a clear picture of what that's tied to in the physical, but the type of person that you are in the future and what it is you are doing in the world, almost in a slightly intangible way. So, if that's a little too challenging, you're also welcome to have a more tangible thing like a career or a place that you feel like you're going. But we're just going to write in the name of the future you or where it is you're going. Yeah, so as soon as you've got the answer to these three questions, that we've got kind of titles and summaries of each of these things, then we're ready to plot it on your map. So go ahead and pull out the squiggly line that we made, and we're going to plot each of these things on your map. So the first thing we're going to do is plot where you are right now. And I'd encourage you to put a big X, maybe 2/3 of the way down your line and down your journey map, put a big X, and then label the thing that you wrote down for where you are right now. And then we're going to plot where you've been. So we'll take those 5 major things and find spots on the left side of your map, starting at the beginning, or it could be a little bit of the way in, and plot these 5 major things leading up to the place where you are right now with big X's and then labeling them. And then at the end of your journey map, you might even draw a little arrow so that it shows that map is continuing, but we're going to put the name of the future you right there at the end. And then here it is. You've got your completed journey map. And this is something that is not the finished product, but it's the beginning of this journey. It's the beginning of starting to understand your journey, where you've been, where you're going, where you are right now. And this, hopefully this process will start to bring some clarity and some perspective to this journey so that you can start unpacking it even more. So if you didn't have time to do this full exercise today, feel free to listen back as many times as you need. Maybe you need to carve out a little bit of time to sit down with the Lord, to sit down with your paper and make your journey map. And I'd also love to hear from you if this was meaningful for you. I'd love to hear from you, so feel free to drop me an email and share what this experience was like for you. You can reach me at hello@saratoth.com. And then finally, if you feel like you need some more help with implementing these steps, I'd love to encourage you to keep listening to the podcast. We're going to take time in the future to break down more specifically some of these areas into bite-sized pieces and examine more about where you are in your journey, where you're going, and how you can really connect with the Lord in the process and discern and understand where it is you're going and what the state of your heart is along the way. So I hope you enjoyed today. I'm so much looking forward to connecting with you next time. See you then. Thank you for joining me today on the Heart of a Singer podcast. If this podcast has blessed you in some way, the best way you can thank me is to leave a 5-star review and subscribe in Apple Podcasts so that others can also find connection and healing through this content. I'd also love to connect with you and to hear about what the Lord has been stirring in your heart. Drop me an email at hello@saratoth.com to share what's been resonating with you. Thanks for being here, friend. I'll see you next time on the Heart of a Singer podcast.